1, 2, 1, 2, testing, 1, 2. You hear that?
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Welcome along to Carousel Radio.
Coming up
in this show,
we've got a new piece of music by Suncaster Ward and a poem by Yaz.
We will be listening to Johnny Schachter with another episode of Meet the Trump Family, and Eleanor Wee will be reading a poem.
We got the third episode of our mystery series, Tales of Blackbridge, as well as Carousel News.
And another energy shot.
Carousel Radio.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Radio.
Hello and welcome to Carousel Radio. This is broadcast by Fran, Ewan and me, Davert.
Tell us what you've been up to recently.
I'm looking forward to Star Trek Adventures.
Oh, you're going to the Star Trek convention. Tell us more.
Oh, it's very good. It's got Whitney Shatner and all the other Star Trek Adventures people coming over from America. I'm going up there October the 19th. It's in Birmingham.
Birmingham. Brilliant.
Space, a final frontier.
So what are you hoping to happen at the Star Trek convention that you're going to?
So I'm going to get my picture taken with Whitney Shatner.
It's William Shatner, not Whitney Houston.
Has that been your dream?
That's my dream.
What character does he play on Star Trek?
James D. Kirk.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
Where you been up to, Fran?
I visited the TV soap opera, Emmerdale, and we were at the hotel, and someone, I'm not going to mention any names, stole the towels from the rooms.
What happened next?
The person got told off by the tour guide.
So what did you see, and how was the environment when you went to Emmerdale Studios?
Well, I went to the Woolpack for a drink. And I loved it. I also went to the studios as well.
And had a good look around.
Yeah. And the best bit was going in the Woolpack on Saturday. I had a Diet Coke and a packet of crisps. So, Ewan, what have you been up to?
So, for me, I went on holiday to in the Algarve. It was really hot there. The temperature was like in 30 Celsius. Really hot, and had a nice balcony as well, so we could look out. Saw lots and lots of sunsets. It was really good, and I went swimming on a nudist beach.
Oh my god!
So basically, there was a sign that said, "Just come and dress in the nude," and it was like, "We're gonna dive in," and it felt weird at first, and eventually I got used to it. Lots of big waves coming and going.
Are you going to go to the nudist beach in Brighton?
I'm not sure there really is one.
There is, next to Marina, there is.
Is there really?
Are you going to go to the nudist beach near the Marina?
It's worth doing a discovery, but necessarily lots of people might take their clothes off and underwear, but it probably might be a bit too cold. Now we're in autumn.
Welcome along to the show.
I am Eleanor Ree. My poetry is The Orange Girl, Awesome Accidentally. My reflection. My reflection is so sweet to look out for me. To see it to me is always a pleasure to see really myself really. Although it is true to me to see me really, my reality in the mirror is good, should be a pain right. Or is it reality until you see yourself in a truth mirror or a picture? Or, yes, you are lovely, says someone that loves me. Your character comes second, or is it your visual image that's present? The charisma of me is awesome, really, and that's really the crescent, the cradle of heaven, and I'm always unworthy. Although, what's wrong about some light appearing in your life? Be your own best mate, loving yourself ain't a crime, and hating yourself is normal and absolutely fine. even though everyone subtly suggests modesty and hate at themselves, real or not. Oh, my eyes look so wide and my stomach so fat, although I could say my acting so good and my desire for acceptance so strong. Me must act modest and accept myself inside, and I'm always looking for recognition. It's the trend at the moment to seem sad yet cheery and put a smile on your face, although feeling and looking essentially dreary, and consistently desire more. I could say, although I assume I could be a bore. Although my personal reflection of my personality is simply my central human awe, you know the narcissistic are really never a bore, although at the same time a chore. So in my reflection, the poem is about basically when people look at their reflection in the mirror and what they see. Simply, it's about that reflection and their personality combined. The self-esteem of most people, I feel like, it can be quite low, but also at the same time, everyone like does themselves up in the mirror and when before they go out and for every day to day. And at some stage they must think, right, I look good enough now, and they think they look good. It's about not feeling bad, about feeling good and feeling confident. So I think people sometimes put on a face. It's always common to say people put a smile on when someone's died and stuff like that. But actually, sometimes people put a miserable face on when actually they're all right about themselves inside.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Johnny Shacter meets the Trump family.
He's terrible.
Penelope says to Johnny Shacter, "Guess what, Johnny? I arranged a date with you and Ivanka Trump, Donald Trump's daughter." And Johnny is so delighted that he says to Penelope, "You're such a lovely person. You're the nicest Rogan Josh in the world." "Calm down, Johnny," says Penelope, who's about to be hugged by Johnny. "Hug Ivanka instead." Here she is now. In walks Ivanka Trump. So Johnny makes a dash at Ivanka and hugs her for an hour. All of a sudden, Penelope finds some tightrope and wraps it tightly around Johnny and Ivanka and then uses a padlock. "Oh no," shouted Penelope, "I've lost the key to the padlock. I'll have to phone the fire brigade to let them free." David Labor said, "But it is a late Friday afternoon. The fire brigade cannot be here until Monday morning." "That means," said Ivanka, "I will be in this close embrace for 2.5 days. So Ivanka and Johnny were stuck in a warm and close embrace until Monday. The fire brigade came on Monday morning. They got through the padlock and got rid of the tightrope. But they were by now both sound asleep in each other's arms. So they were woken up. "Please," shouted Johnny. "Don't go, Ivanka. I love you. I will marry you this morning." So they went to City Hall and got married. But look who is the registrar in the chair. Penelope, who now has a really big smile and says, "I'm so happy for both of you. May the two of you live long and prosper. May the force be with you." They shook her hand and Ivanka and Johnny Shacter live happily ever after. The end.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
I'm MC Silvercat, and this is the bizarre world of Silvercat. This is called Beat the Aspergians. Aspergers is not a disease, can reach further corners of mind things. Mentality is what's different from what's being called normality. Aspergers reaches places others cannot reach. We're hanging on the surface of mountains, resistant to avalanche. Chance plays a part in any destiny. I'm proud to be me, exploring the universe in mental vitality. One day, I thought I could meet a planet populated by the Aspergians. who all like their own space and deep debate. Perhaps there'll be a synesthetic connection of humorous intersections. Perhaps the greeting, show that wrist, and a circle dance ritual. You never know. Aspergian's technology could be so advanced we cannot detect it yet, even so I'm on the lookout. Without a doubt, I say to all with this condition, live long and prosper. I'll see you on life's road. Personally, I feel we got a head start. Well, the poem is a slightly humorous look at Asperger's. It starts quite seriously saying, like, Asperger's is not a disease, you know, we're not contaminated or something. You can, like, sort of get a positive side to Asperger's, because there's a lot about negative things about autism, like, that I've read on the internet. So I thought I'd explore something positive. And I have a great interest in sci-fi. I thought, yeah, the two together, what if there was this planet of what I call the Aspergians, and it was some kind of technology-based planet where people kind of did their own thing? That was my humour, sci-fi humour. Because I do have Aspergers, and it was quite a late diagnosis for me, so I did have to read up a lot about things and tests. So I'm always interested in the subject, so I'm always interested in what other people think about the condition.
Carousel Radio.
And we're about to go up with a bang, because this is Rock and Roll!
Explosion!
Yeah!
This is the Carousel News. You can hear live noisy music at the Booker Spectacular! At Green Door Store under Brighton Station on the 16th of October. Be aware, bands include Zombie Crash and Bun 16 from Germany. Music is from 7:30 to 9:30. It's £3 entry, carers can go free or pay a donation.
You can see new and old short films in our modern Marvel's travelling film booth. Hove Museum until the 12th of October. It will then move to Duke of York Cinema, Brighton, in November.
The Daniel Wavin Experience are on tour throughout October. Catch them in Glasgow, Liverpool, Newcastle, Birmingham, Sheffield, Oxford, Bournemouth, Leicester, London, O2. Check the Carousel website for dates. www.carousel.org.uk. Joke, tip and fact.
Time for your quick, fizzy, vibrant
energy shot.
This is Sue Letta Newman. Welcome along to the Garden of New York for a table tennis match between two celebrities, EastEnders actor Danny Dyer and Take That lead singer Gary Barlow. We join the action at a deciding point with Danny Dyer serving for the match.
Have it.
Danny Dyer serves.
Nice.
And gets it over the net.
Sweet ass.
Gary Barlow hits the back of a volley, but he misses. Danny Dyer is the winner.
You hope I had a good game.
Jug on, you shrimp.
Jug on, you shrimp.
Energy. Shot.
David's silly jokes.
Oh my god.
I'll tell you a good joke. What's the difference a piano and a fish?
I don't know. What's the difference between a piano and a fish?
I can't tune the fish. Why did the hedgehog cross the road?
Because it wanted to see his friend Spikey.
To see his flatmate.
Very funny.
Energy. Shot.
These are Stony Bob's Moonfacts. And did you know that the moon's real name is Selene? And the temperature of the moon is 107 degrees Celsius during the day. That's hot, hot, hot. And minus 153 degrees Celsius at night. And that makes chili con carne. The moon is made of blue cheese and it goes very well in a chunky potato. Oh, yum, yum. It's green, come on. The moon is made of cheese.
Energy shot.
Sandcaster Ward is our resident poet. but we didn't know that he is also a singer, songwriter. His EP, Living in the Real False World, will be released on the iTunes and Bandcamp on the 8th of November.
This is Sam Costa Ward with Real False Worlds.
You can't wake up on this day if you're not sure you're asleep. You can't wake up on this morning if the alarm don't seem real. But when you start to know things, how do you change what you knew? Your ears are freaking up. You see through cracks in the walls. You feel tears, you're welling up. Things ain't quite as you thought. They'll need to hide their secrets if you ignore your own views. I mean, you want to be realistic. You found these other people, they're in the same loop as you. Does it multiply the feeling, or do you find they act like you? That's the thing about a loop, it just goes round and round. The same thing again and again. Take no more, but you do something else. You're trapped in, you can't get out. So hard to liberate yourself. They control your priorities. You're living in the real false world. We can make a difference if we all pull through. The real false world. Everything could be different.
That was Sam Costa Ward with Real False World. That was really, really good.
Sam Costa Ward expresses what he feels important about politics, neurodiversity, and more. Catch him at the Living in the Real False World launch night on the 8th of November at Buzz Demantis in Deptford.
Well done, Sam, on your joyful and poetic sounding music.
Somewhere in England, by a forest, there is a river. The only way to cross the water is by a black bridge. Crossing the black bridge leads you to a village. The village is old-fashioned, with dusty shops selling books on magic, a candle maker, a bakery, a tailor's, a hair salon, a shop selling hats of all shapes and sizes. In this village, the strangest things happen. As you'll hear, the most bizarre stories, tales of Blackbridge.
One morning, Saskia wakes up and notices that everything is unusually quiet. She can't hear the birds in her trees, passing cars or kids shouting in the street. Saskia yawns, but is alarmed that she can't hear the sound of her own voice. She picks up her watch and puts it to her ear, but she can't hear it ticking, although she can see the second hand moving. Her husband, Pablo, staggers through the door, looking shocked and amazed, and says,
"What has happened here?"
However, no sound comes from Pablo's mouth. Instead, a speech bubble appears, spelling out the words in the air. Saskia reads the words, "What has happened here?" before they fade into thin air.
Throughout the village, everyone is in silence. Nobody can hear anything. Nothing appears to make a sound. Johnny Blacksmith, the village blacksmith, hammers violently on his iron anvil, but is amazed that no sound is created, even as sparks fly around the workshop. In the trees, the blackbirds sing their morning song, but instead of sound, they create small speech bubbles that read, The barn owl repeatedly creates speech bubbles that read, Even the owl seems confused by the lack of sound. Over the peaceful, silent day, the people of Blackbridge go about their business and get used to the quiet life. Alex and Meredith enjoy an afternoon playing silently in the woods. Roy the barber enjoys a peaceful afternoon cutting hair without having to make small talk and asks the clients where they went on holiday. The church was beautiful and peaceful, and the parishioners enjoy reading Father Bernard's sermon as speech bubbles instead of listening to his squeaky, droning voice.
During the day, the rumour went around the village that the silence was caused by Mr. Blackwell Bridge. Mr. Blackwell Bridge is the village founder and is rumoured to be 250 years old.
This used to be a peaceful place.
He is always telling people to be quiet.
Oh, shush.
Shushing the local kids and telling off joggers for listening to music.
It's too loud.
As they run past his dark, gloomy cottage.
Too much noise. Oh, shut up.
The villagers thought that the old man had magically removed all the sound as a punishment for a loud party that had taken place the night before. The party was celebrating Meredith's 15th birthday and involved a bouncy castle, bursting balloons, pop music with games held all around the village. The morning after, the sound returns. Although everyone is happy, they are surprised by the loudness of the birdsong, the passing traffic, the wind rushing through the trees. Conversations are spoken with quieter voices, as everybody gets used to the loudness of the world. It was just another day. Another tale from Blackbridge.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
I'm MC Silvercat, and this is the bizarre world of Silvercat. This is called Peculiarities of the Night. Night creeper shadow across walls that breathe, fall into chiaroscuro sky. Twilight beckons me with tempted tattooed fingers. Across the sky nature's fury looms. Moon bath and revive. I walk to the sea. The exquisite sea sirens me. I watch the horizon focus azure, cyan beach, turquoise sea. Sings back an elegant vernacular, peculiar dynamic. Sea life, mermaids and men, and of course the old reaper. Yes, my friend, he sighs. The fog on the water. He gets to the beach, makes like a statue. I leave him standing there. In the refractions of the sea, I perceive undying elementals. I played saxophone once in Portslade's Sea at Midnight. Something to do, moments in time like metal impressions on the skin, scored for eternity. Sea is special. Here comes the thunder, lightning electrifies. We cling to each other as long as we can. Scattered wind, salt blast, remember this too, as we hold hands, laugh at the brilliance of nature's treasured times. And when it's all over, when it's all over, let me go to the sea, not the earth. I might come back, zombie, ghost, mermaid, surprise. Nature, 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 you rock. Basically, I'm a country girl. I was brought up around a lot of nature. And although I relate to the urban environment, I find that nature really calms me. This is the first place I've lived. I've lived in lots of places where I've had connection to the sea, and it's been so important during stressful periods of my life to, and fun times as well. But just having that sea to look out to the horizon, yeah, I find really beneficial. And I've also, in the poem, I've explored like things like the undying elementals, which are like water spirits, because I'm interested in the mythological things to do with sea, water, and the elements generally. Yeah, I've deliberately repeated sea, sea, so it's like the hypnotic aspect of the sea when you watch the waves rolling in. I'm not a fan of all this kind of beach culture thing that goes on, but the actual sea itself, I just find has been very important in my life, so I decided to write the poem about it.
It's the end of the show.
Next month we've got a show, and it's all about Barna 16, and they are from Germany. Thank you to Johnny Schachter with another episode of Meet the Trump Family, and Eleanor Rhee for reading her poem.
Thanks to Soundcast Award for his new piece of music, and the poet Yaz for her poem.
I'm off down the pub. Goodbye.
I'm off to the Star Trek Adventures. I have a photo with James T. Kirk. Beam me up, Scotty.
Goodbye. Look out for new shows on iTunes or on the Carousel website, which is carousel.org.uk. Carousel Radio is the creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Our aim is to promote the work of talented, learning disabled writers and musicians.
We need your help, the listener, to keep this important and exciting project going. We need your feedback on the show to help with our funding.
Please tell us what you think on social media. Search Carousel Art UK on Twitter and Facebook and leave a comment. Or email us at radio@carousel.org.uk.
radio@carousel.org.uk.
Please subscribe to our podcast. Search Carousel Radio on iTunes and give us a rating and a comment. I would feel very sad if it wasn't here.
I've learned how to make a podcast
and love going out and about to discover the sounds of life and meeting people.
Thank you for listening to Carousel Radio.
Tune in to our next show.
Goodbye!